sugyas of subjects. Okay, base. The din pshitas haregel, pshitas yat, bankruptcy. Yeah? So we had the Igros Moshe. So this shoymrim, the mishumdina na malchus adina, also le baal choyf, litvos benechse haloybe, bin tofas, tzorek lehachri es amoiz, shekibel. Okay. So he has to give back the Moshe Kibel Yud. Who is that? So we should know by now that was Igros Moshe that we learned last week. There are Moshe holds that you should that you must to give back the money. Yeah. Okay. Ve'yesh cholkim. There's those that disagree. Usvira le'edein omrim bazedin in malchus adina umutar rabal choyf litzvos kedin Yisrael. Like the halacha is by Israelim that the baal choyf could go ahead and chap. Who is that? So Yirale shall choose Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Gimel Simon Chof Dalit. Ve'yesh she'mechalkim. And those that are mechalik. They know them proti, sheposhat regal. I think pshitas yad is not the right word, is it? I think it's pshitas regal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sheposhat shebezelo amrin and dinem machus adina. Our corporation donim bedin dinem machus adina. And the Lord are mechalik. That between that is a difference between bankruptcy of an individual and bankruptcy of a corporation. So let's see on the bottom why that is. So here bring the pisch choishin. Dine halvo perik beis soif ois katan samach gimel. It's in the small print. Ratam lo zeh kosav shom shekol amusav vechol hainyonim shel mischar im baale mischar. In other words, with the corporation, right? That's the Hebrew for corporation. Mitnahalim mikoyach achoik uminak medina. They're all done according to the choik and the minak medina.
By the way, it's not our own. It's Be'erovon mukbal.
Who?
It's Be'erovon mukbal.
Be'erovon.
Be'erovon mukbal. That's Baam.
Where? Whatever it is. Baam.
Limited. It's
limited corporation. Okay. Ra'ino etsham. Mashemev yisher bekiva ege bechidusher bekiva ege siman yudbeisiv yudgimel. Ktikaru look it up in Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Veshem shall shuv as Masses Moshe. Shebalechoyf shehiskimu lehispashim loive. They were balechoyf and they were masking to make up shore with the loive. Veechot ain't no masking. And one of balechoyf is not masking to this pshara. He says, I don't want to make up shore. Koyfinoyso lehispashim mishun shekein mino kasoich. So you can force them to make up shara, not arbitration. I'll tell you a minute what it means. Because that's the minika soichem. Ve'yesh lohem al mashi yismecho midin situmta. Okay. And they have what to be soimechan because of the din is Shulchan Aruch. Situmta, that meaning that a stempel applies. That was a minik. Now, what Rabbi Kiveg is saying there is that this didn't, one of them didn't want to make a pshara, not arbitration. Now, let's say he owns them, it's similar to bankruptcy. He owes each one of them $100,000 and he's got all together $100,000. Right? And you got 10 balechoyes. So they decided, you know what, we'll do the best we can, we'll take each one
$10,000.
Right? And one of them says, no, I want the whole thing, what he owes me, I want my $100,000, and I'm not willing to be moichel more than that. So you be kikoy for him because that's the minak asoichim, that if they can't collect the whole thing, meaning if a guy is actually not bankrupt by law, but actually bankrupt, physically bankrupt, that's all he has. So the minak asoichim is that they make up shore and they take whatever they can.
Right.
Even though Shulchan Aruch, that's not the halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, if somebody doesn't have money to pay back the choif, right, they go to Bezdin, and Bezdin goes ahead and makes a similar type of Shara, which is what Ramosha says, that there's such a thing in Din Yisrael too. They give him his clothing.
His homestead.
Like he, no. They give him clothing, minimal clothing, not very fancy and not very poor clothing. They give him enough food for a certain amount of. I think it's a Yud Beis Chodesh.
Yeah.
And they give him shelter, minimal shelter, and then the rest they divide by the Baal HaChoyf. But he was Toifus. So he keeps it. No toifes about choif. Toifes about choif won't work. But if the Baal Choif himself is toifes, then he could go say, I don't keep it. That's the din Yisrael. But Rabbi Kivega says that the din soichrim is not so, that they get together without the bezin and they make up shorah. And even though this guy here. But, and then, no, by the way, and then in bezin, they're not moichel, the choif. It's a temporary thing. Should this guy, 10 years down the line, made a lot of money, he'll have to pay back all those choifes. But he didn't saw it from here, that they made up shore with the guy. You know what? Don't try and hide the money. Don't try and do this and try and do that. We'll take whatever we can. And one of them refuses to make up shore. And then the Malve says, I mean, the Loive says, well, if one of them is not going to be Moichel, then I'm not willing to do it.
Right.
So then they can force him into doing it because that's the din minik. He's saying this, the Piskei Choshen, I wrote a very big kitzur, but if you look in there, I happen to have it at home, and Ramatoli told me, I mean, he almost said he promised, but he says he's going to buy for yeshiva, the whole set. And that he says the more, he says, because Diane Weiss wanted to tie in there, that the fact that bankruptcy, even if you say that whoever made this loan to somebody knows and is very well aware of the fact that there are bankruptcy laws, and that this loive could go ahead and declare personal bankruptcy and not to pay back the choy. So Memela could be that he, it's Keilu, that's the minik. I mean, you wouldn't say it, he says, Medina de Malchusa. Now maybe Medina minik you would say it. He says, but even when you say things, Keilu is at night, it is a minik. In Mechilas choy, there has to be a kinyan. There has to be a kinyan suda, or there has to be a maimon shloshtan. It can't be done just like this, you know, either Beleif or even Baalpeh without any of these things. And the Mela, it doesn't work. So he wants to tie in there that you see from Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? That this guy is Moiche. He says, Ech Vilnish, I don't want to be Moiche.
Right.
I don't want to be Moiche my Choy. So he's certainly not making any Kinyonim. And he's certainly not making Kinyon Sudan. Yet you could force him. So he's bringing this as a Raif Akeh from the Minchas Yitzchak. But then he says at the end that certainly by a corporation, he would certainly say that you have to say Din al-Malchusa, but not so much because of Din al-Malchusa, but because Din Minik.
Established by law anyway. Because that's what you're
Because since it's established by law, the whole idea of corporation, the whole thing is a legal thing that doesn't have any basis in Shulchan Aruch. So then Memela over there, you zicha has
Din
al-Malchusa Din. So at least we're having some things that are
crystallizing
on when you say Dina Mechusa and when you don't. Okay, let's go a little bit. The Dina Hashavas Aveda, Yeshon Mishahokim Bazei Achar Dina Mechusa Din. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, so there are those that say that you go about Dina Mechusa Din. I'm trying to be Meduyuk in the Loshon of Yeshoimri. Because Yeshoimri, you don't say it, except that the Halacha is like the Yeshoimri that you do say it. By Hashavas Aveda, you do say Dina de Mechusa Din. Let's see on the bottom, what number is that? Yud Beis. Yud Gimel. There are Moslem and Reshman Tessi Zayim with Elishain. The Afogav, the Medina, En Chayovim Lehasir Be'Avedus Eilu, Im Gozer HaMelech, O Bezdin, Chayov Lehasir Mikoyach Dina Mechusa, O Efke Bezdin Hefke. Vayin Lehalon Haktos HaChoshen. Okay, what I bring the same Haktos HaShayesh Lechalek Benoni Le'Oshu Bezim. Oshu,
there's a spell check. Oshu, there's no word. What it is.
I was saying, okay, anyhow. So weiter. The Din Hashavas Aveda, right? So that's the Ramon, and that's what we pass. But we'll soon see, you know, why we're passing that way. The Din Gezelakum, Chaim Elon, Shedina de Malchus Adina. When it comes to Gezelakum, then the Halach is Klor, Dina Malchus Adina. Now, by Gezelakum is a Machloikis. If Gezelakum is also, or if it's Muta, and we're passing it's also, anyhow. Even without the Dina Malchus. Right? But with Dina Malchus is Zikr also, what's Nageya is, if you hold Dina Malchus as the Raisa, then Gezelakum is the Raisa too. Because of Dina Malchus Adina, and this is Lekulam. Right? I want to, next week, hopefully, Medina Nezikin. I'll tell you about it in a minute what the Shaila is. And it's an actual Shaila that happened. Whether you would say Dina Malchus there or not, that's already enough to me. Okay.
Go back to the Gimel about Hashem's
ability.
Well, last week, the Moshe didn't do that Melusa.
Yes.
I mean, you're saying the Moshe was saying that didn't found the Veda in the bank.
Oh, okay. So Ramosha's case is like this. Ramosha has a tshuva. Where Ramosha has a case like this, that a guy found an Veda. And he had to return it. in the machus is, you give it back to the mishtara, and then the police holds it, gives you a receipt, and then after a year, if nobody claims it, they give you the thing. The guy's trying to much, but then they found out there's another law that if the aved is found in the bank, it belongs to the bank. And this was found by the safety deposit section of the bank. So Ramosh said, that's Tam Gzeila. That's not, so that has nothing to do with this.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, you are not, you know, going. I thought you were going on the
Gimel, Din HaShavas Aveda.
And the Din HaShavas Aveda, yeah.
Right. No, I wasn't sure exactly what we were.
No, he's saying, even though we hold. Right. Well, I want to. The Din HaShavas Aveda will be explained in a minute. No, this week. והשובת גנבה אחר יוש ושינו רשוס יש שומר שמכל הדין הזה מלכוס הדין הצורך להפתר הגנבה yeah again that's the same Ramo not the same Ramo but a different Ramo what the same mistake there with the Osher
no this one he's good I want to see if he came up on that he's defending spell check you know your work Hagenva
where's that
yeah
oh okay. No, by the way, you can't blame the spell check for any of this here because the spell checker underlines it. No, I did lose it, but I didn't check. I didn't have time to see what was, you know what I mean? Okay, but there are many things, even, you know, sometimes. Listen, every spell checker is that way. A spell checker can't know what you mean. I mean, maybe in the future you can know what you mean, but like this, you can't. Yeah, but yes, because of time, the shum, shall his name is Shura Sadin, Chayv Lahach. And it also write the time why you say dinah malchus adina b'hashavas genev l'achar yush, or the same thing will be b'hashavas aveil l'achar yush, because me nevin shuvas adin you mechuyas to give that back anyhow. So who is that? Let's see on the bottom. So it's a choishin shon siv kotten hay. He's the one that's mechalik. Did we skip?
You did the Ramot as well.
Did you also last year? Or Ramot Yemeshino says, "I'm Yain Shom Shach Sifkot Nyud Shelaf Mikolak Dina Machus Adina Elam Mishum Shekein Noyagin Afilu Yisrael Ve'ev Shalom Hen Lesakin Takonis." So there is a Shach that the Shach says that even though Shach constantly is Cholak on the Ramot, that Dina Machus doesn't apply. Then Olam Lachaveiro says this Din is true. Because it could be that that's the way the Israel are also noyek and takonos they can make, and it's not to within the machus adin. So the halach of lies, which is a very important halach, I don't think there's too many people that know this, that hashavas aveda the achar yush. Well, no, mishum takon. They are iktos achoish and shom sifkot nei. Huh? Because the minhag was he needs to do that. That's what the Shach says. That's what the Ramo says. What he says, and see again, he's not the Ramo. He's going on the mocker of the Ramo. The Ramo is basically rarely says his own halachas. He's always melakit. So here is melakit. This one Truma Zadesh. The Shach doesn't like the Ramo. That the Ramo says dinah machus adin. So he says the Truma Zadesh never said it because dinah machus adin. He said it because that was the minhag Yisrael. So takonas they can make. Yeah, that's the shaft over there. Now let's see over here. I'm going to say a question. Shall we continue? Hey, the kima she'atam who b'mnei she'koyfin al.
By the way, in your text, I don't know if you corrected. Is this by Shavas Geneva or Shavas Aveda? Was that meant to be Geneva?
Geneva. Alif ne'im eshura sadin. Now that's what the source says there, because koyfin alif ne'im eshura sadin. Now, how can the Shulchan Aruch Hu Aaron tell you to be meishiv agneva or to be meishiv agzeila or to be meishiv an aveda when you don't really have to? So it says, because his name is Shulchan, then you have to anyhow. How can you go ahead?
Tell me, I have to do his name is Shulchan.
So koifin on his name is Shulchan. So that's how Aruch basically can be koifin you to do his name is Shulchan. So keilu, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch is being koifin you to do his name is Shulchan. So if it's yes lechan if you're only the osher, the holy gabe oni ain't koifin alif ne mishur sadin. By an oni, you're not koifin alif ne mishur sadin. That's the halacha. Yeah? Ain't shaft in my ration intensive kotum gimel. The shaft says that alif ne mishur sadin. You should give back an aveda. Even the achar yush says, but that's not by an oni. Because you can't force an oni to do alif ne mishur sadin. So the Tzoyis is saying now that since he's saying, he's being mechadish, that this halacha that it says in the Ramah that he has to be Meshiv Aveda. Because Dina de Malchusa, that works because it's not okay from the Torah, because Koifin Alif Ne Meshvus Adin, you would have to be Mechalas in Aoni and Oshir, Koifin Beshvus in Melchof Ches, Uv the Atom Miluim Shom, Uv Mashikosa Kan, Haktsois Kan. Okay? Haktsois Legabe Dinzeh. So interesting, we had this Beshmul, remember? Remember the Beshmul? The Isha was Mekadesh, the Mekadesh and Isha with Gneva. And the Din is, Shonaro says,
yes,
that even though this is Yush, and since it's Yush, Veshinui, because by Heretz and Shinui Rishul, she's Mekadesh. Then Beshmul Alev and Din and Malchusa, you have to give it back.
And it's not his.
Right? And nobody's Choylek on this Beshmul, where he says, Din and Malchusa, you have to give it back. So the Ktsoi says, you know why you have to give it back? Because of the name Shuras Adin forces you. Now you remember we had an Abdu Miluim there, which is the same choice. So the Abdu Miluim is the same person. And he said that he doesn't understand where Rebbe Shmuel got this. Because Dina Malchus Adina is the Oraisa, and this, that he has to go back, Mele is the Oraisa, and she's not a Mekudeshes. Yeah? So here, the choice has a problem. Because here it's Talvez Levin Shlif Neme Shuras Adin. And you can be Koifei Anoni, so you have to be Mechalik that didn't have an answer to. That you have to say, if the Isha is Anoni, and you can be Koifei, his name is Shuras Adin, to give back the Geneva, after Yusha Shinur Shul, then she's Mekudeshes. And if she's not Anoni, then she's not Mekudeshes. And then he's, but then at the Maskon, he says she's Mekudeshes, not like the Abne Milui, I mean the Kudeshes itself, because he says that, what are we saying? We are saying that since the name is Shuras Adin,
she has to give it back.
Koifer now, if name is Shuras Adin. Says, but you couldn't possibly Koifer if name is Shuras Adin to be Mafkiya Kiddusha. That you couldn't do.
In other words, the Kiddusha was Chal already.
So then, no, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't go be Koifer Kiddusha. That you wouldn't. Bezin would never do that. The Bezin would never do that. Dine Mafkus Adin doesn't apply in that case. And she's Mekudesh. It's a power that I didn't see anybody bring those. This original Deshmul I found in the Chuvas. You know, the Chassam Soifer brings the Deshmul. And then later Chuvas bring the Deshmul, and the Minyan Tzion brings the Deshmul, and brings the Abne Miluim, and his Choyle condemned that Dina Machus Adina is the Rabbanan and not the Raisa. But this Ktsois, you know, they don't bring, but the Ktsois himself is Choyze from the Din in the Abne Miluim, and he says that she's not Mekudesh. Now let me tell you the case.
Nezikin for next week.
Nezikin, yeah.
I heard.
The case for next week is like this. The case happened in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramot, the Bezin. Bezin in Ramot. They print this every week in a newspaper. I get it faxed from a guy here in Bolton.
In the Ramot Law Journal.
In the Ramot Law Journal, yeah. So the Ramot, the Ramot, it says this is what happened. There was a guy who was having a lot of Ganevas.
Oh.
And he couldn't figure out how the guy was getting in.
Told me.
I told you?
Yeah.
What did I tell you this?
Did he tell me that he put some little trap? I don't know what I heard.
And you didn't hear from me because I've been out of commission for a week.
Yeah, one
man. Anyhow, so he found out he was climbing down from the roof through his laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he put a trap.
And he didn't put a trap. He loosened up all the...
Yeah, so...
All right, so what the hell is
he loosened up all the things.
Right.
So he came down. The guy killed himself or something. He got hurt, very badly hurt. So the shaila is, would he be allowed to do that? Was he allowed to do that? So the Bezin Ramot said he was allowed. Because 100% he was allowed to do that. Because, and he's being mechalik, even though you're not allowed to go ahead, no, you're not allowed to go ahead and take a caliph to protect your property. The caliph is going to hold, you know, hurt somebody, that you're not allowed to do. And we'll talk about it next week. But, such a thing that's not made for climbing down the roof, so that's such a thing you would not be awesome. I wonder if the dinner of Malchusa would be the same.
Yeah, they had also
had doors that would have to up.
Not the same thing.
Maybe it's not a proper cause you don't assume
something. Yeah, they had doors. Remember that? They had even had
the trap gun, the trap gun case.
Yeah, that's the famous one.
But this is maybe
no, that's his being mechalis. That's what he says. He's being mechalis, and he brings riots. He brings riots to be mechalis between. Between the, whatever you want to call the house, the Shadan case, or a case like this. But I wonder what the Din of Malchusa would be in such a thing. And if you would apply here.
Well, they think they had a
clear thing.
They're thinking, yeah.
See, I want to say like this. In Geneva, everybody says Din of Malchusa Din. Not out of steel. Yeah? Shaila, how about in the Zikin?
What about?
Were you parted from the Zikin?
But Moshe said, according to last week, that
was
Moshe.
Lamar, you had a reference. Lamar, let me explain it.
What?
Where's the explainer
of the Zikin? You explain what I mean?
Yes.
Let's say we did in the Zinim in the Zikin, right? And Moshe bore. Bore Rishu Sayachi is parted from the Zikin. Right? You learn about Kama. Bore Rishu Sayachi is parted from the Zikin. Come in. Somebody comes in. Somebody's property is a bore. They falls in. Breaks his legs. Kills him. So whatever is he parted. Is that the din of the Machusa too?
America?
No. No. The Machusa is a question is, that do you say din of Machusa din on such a case? Since the din of Machusa is that you can't have a bar b'shusa yochid, and you're liable for such a thing, would it be din of Machusa? I looked all over so far, I can't find anybody who talks about such a
thing. The only thing to say, I think we mentioned, the only thing to say against din of Machusa din is it's only between these two yidden. There isn't a boy involved. The government doesn't care about that.
Yeah,
that's the argument. We talked about that already. Right?
Yeah, but that's the argument. But the argument, yeah. But the argument is according to the Ramo, you know, that he does say din of Machusa din, you know, in the case of Mashkin. So in all those cases, you have some kind of terrors because it's din of mominus. Well, it's, you know, the shayla is, it's din of mominus, it's din of knosis.
Well, you also can make a tenaya.
So it depends what you have to pay. Certain things is mominus and din of knosis. How about in the din of mominus of nezikin, which you then say din of mominus?
Yeah. Yes, sir, though. And any time, I've always said in Shir one time that there's it's a subject whether there's an isser to be mazik something. Certainly you have to pay.
No, I understand. I'm not talking in a case where the Torah says you're a mazik. And the Machusa says you're not a
mazik.
I'm Zichin not talking about now. I'm talking about a case where the Torah says it's okay, you're not a mazik.
And where the
Din Machusa says no, you are a mazik. So in Mela, in such a case, right? You know, and, I mean, I want to divide it in two, in civil and in also criminal. In criminal. What would be both?
Well,
the Moshe, I gave up. I thought it was Moshe. I did see that I didn't think I talk about. Right, you go through a red light. Right, you go through a red light and you mazik somebody. Right, because so then you chayev me din malchus. Right, by the fact, and if I didn't Torah, it wouldn't be so. You know, the fact he went through a red light, it's not enough to make you into the mazik. There's other things involved. I don't know if it's true, but there's other things involved. You know, what would be the din? You know, when you go to bed then, and the guy says, "Well, he hit me," you know, so he's the mazik. You know what I mean? So and the Dina Malchus says, well, but if you went through a red light, you know, what would Bezdin have to do with this? You know, how would Bezdin have to consider the fact that he transgressed the law? Dina Malchus says that the Kula Amo that Dina Malchus applies there. You know,
how
to go through a red light.
Lamaisa, I mean, once you're ready, you're in court. Just someone going to say that.
Not talking about court.
I'm talking about
Lamaisa. Again, Lamaisa, we're not talking. We are in Bezdin now. It's right. A yeshiva's Bezdin. He is the Badatz.
Right.
Or the Bezdin, the Yerushalmi Bezdin, whatever Bezdin on the Rabbanon.
They didn't want to go to our
court. No, but I'm saying, they might be able to summons to court anyway. That's what I'm saying. Well, Mike, you can't divorce the fact they're summons to court. The fact that they stay on their own, hey, let's resolve it.
That's not the case. You're changing the case. I tell a case where nobody was summons to court. They smashed up the two cars. Yeah, they smashed two cars. There was no police. There was nothing there. The guy's all telling the truth. The guy's telling the MS. He talked to Bezdin that. Truth is, I went through a red light, but he hit me, and I don't know. And let's say somehow Bidin Shulchan Aruch, the guy stopped in the Zikin that way. And Bidin Malchus is high. So, the question is, what should Bezdin Paskin on such a thing? That's what I'm asking.
And what's the guy,
So, the thing is like this, the question is, you know, when the Aruch HaShulchan says that,
he had a
Hakdoma,
they don't know
what to do. Yeah, the Rekhashul has a whole Hakdoma that all these Choshe Mishpar halachas are provided, not the Negadina Mokhus. Question is, did he do that under
duress, you feel?
Under duress, like censorship?
Right.
Like Lemosha Levin and this Ramo, I don't have the lotion here, but the Pische Choshe brings, and this Ramo, that the pre censored edition, it doesn't change the din, but he has a Hoysofa there that I don't remember exactly, so I don't want to say what. Shukunaruch is also censored. You think this Ramah here, he says Dina Machus applied by Mashkin and all this.
Right.
So there's a little bit more in the Ramah.
Right.
Even though the Maskone comes out the same way, even in the pre-censored edition, but there's a little bit more there that doesn't make it so stark. Right, so we'll go by it, by the way. And again, this whole thing here is not a local mice, it's not too done. If I feel better this week, I hope the spell check will do a better job.
This was all open. This part of the building is where they had the sanctuary.
Oh, that has the sheets.
No, this part was the sanctuary.
No, I'm going to be writing this on.
I looked in the
Mishnah, I couldn't.